الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Our subject for the past few weeks has been on the importance of the Urdu language, but we haven't still come to the actual subject. By way of introduction, a few things were said, but to understand the value of the ulama of Deoband, and not only from a one quarter, but from around the world. The world acknowledges that they have excelled in the efforts of Deen. For example, the Tabligh Jamaat, it's in the whole world. It all started also from the ulama of Deoband. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh is a graduate of Deoband. Also we find that the madaris, which are more or less on the pattern of Deoband, are in the whole world. Wherever, this you do not get. You don't find a second of Medina University anywhere in the world. You don't find a second of Azhar in the whole world, or of any other Muslim country, that their type of madrasa is anywhere in the world. But, and also the fact that all of you have come here and to the various madaris in South Africa. You have come from various parts of the world, and you've also come to a madrasa of Deoband, whichever madrasa in South Africa. So by your coming, you also have acknowledged that if you want to learn Deen, go to the ulama of Deoband. There you will get Deen. So, and there is another point also before we come on to the actual subject, that let us just take it from here, a little bit from the back, that all of us are talibul ilm. And what kind of a tarkib is this? Talibul ilm, mudaf mudaf ilay, izafi tarkib. And in izafi tarkib, which you must have learned also, there is mughayarat between the mudaf and the mudaf ilay. The mudaf and the mudaf ilay is not the same thing. So that means talib and ilm are not the same thing. Talib is one thing, ilm is another thing. So you are the mudaf talib. And the mudaf ilay is ilm. And in an idafi tarkib, the immediate object for what that is the mudaf, is the talib in this case. For example, a madrasa, a darul ulum cannot run without talaba. The whole, everything that is running, the asatiza are present here because of the talaba. In fact, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, asatiza should acknowledge the ihsan of the talaba upon them. Where the talaba also have to accept the ihsan of the asatiza upon them, the asatiza must accept the ihsan of the talaba. That it is because of this talaba that they are teaching, making mutala and coming to teach, and the ilm is not only remaining fresh, it is increasing. If there are no talaba, who are they going to teach? And also, Allah made the talaba the means of them gaining their rozi also. Their object is not to their salary, but if there are no talaba, no sabak, no dars, no ustad, then why must the madrasa pay them also? So it is ihsan. So anyway, the talib is the object. If there are no talaba in the madrasa, talaba have to close, madrasa have to close down. So the main object is the talib. But the original, the actual actor, the immediate object is the talib, but the main object is the mudaf ilay, ilm. If they are talaba, but they are not talibul ilm. If there are 2,000 talaba in a madrasa, but they are talibul ta'am, they only came for food. Eh? Madrasa, they don't go to sabaks, they're only sitting whole day in the dining hall. They do ordering this, they ordering that all the time. There is no madrasa in that case, though the talaba is there, but it's not talib-e-ilm. If it's talibun nawm, all the time he's sleeping, he's here just to sleep. It's talibul jawwal, all the time cell phone on his ear, he's just worried about cell phone, watching all the time on his mobile. That is also, but when it's talibul ilm, that is what is required. Then everything is done for the talaba. Electricity intizam, water intizam for your sleeping place, for your eating, for your clothes to be washed, for asatizah to be present, the rizgah, classrooms, everything, because you are talibul ilm. So the value is for the ilm. If he's talibul ta'am, talibul nawm, talibul jawwal, we'll have to ask him to leave, that this is not your place. You have to go somewhere else. He is for talibul ilm. All understood that? So in the same way, understand another idafi tarkib also, ilmul deen. This is not for ilmul mathematics and ilmul science and ilmul logha. No, this is for ilmul deen. Ya also mudaf mudaf ilay. So the first thing is ilm. Yeah, the immediate object is ilm. So if there is an ilm, there won't be deen also. And many people who are jahils, who haven't got knowledge of deen, and they got jazba of deen. That you can see, they've got a lot of jazba. They get up middle of the night, make ibadat, but if they haven't got ilm, then there will be bid'at. They own what they think is deen, that they will do. There will be customary things. What are customs? That's what they will call deen. There will be khurafat, like people worship the qabars, people make tawaf of the qabars, all that because there is an ilm. So ilm is the object. But again, as you understood, the talib is not the real object, talibul ilm when he's seeking ilm. And that ilm must be ilmul deen. So ilm he must have. But again, ilm is also not the final object. Deen is the final object. If you don't have deen, then oh, you got lot of ilm. And in fact, this correct ilm, many Yahudis, Jews got, Christians got, but they're not even Muslims. They can't even be considered for Jannah and for the pleasure of Allah. They haven't got iman. So it must be that ilm must be for the sake of deen. So deen is the real object, the deen. And what is deen? Which Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said, the ma'lumat, what you know, what is your ilm, must become ma'mulat. You must practice, that is what is called deen. If a person knows every finest masala about namaz, every detail, every fazilat about namaz he knows, but he's not making namaz. The ilm he's got, but he's not making namaz, he hasn't got deen in him. And he can give a bayan, he can write 10 volumes just on namaz, books he can write, so many books, but he hasn't got namaz in his life. Another example which Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali gave of this very beautiful example, that a person now, just now will be Maghrib time, makes wudu also, he gives azan also for Maghrib, but he doesn't make Maghrib himself. Isha, same thing again he does, he makes wudu, he gives azan, but he doesn't make Isha. Fajr, he does the same thing. He'll say something is wrong with this man, very wrong, not only he's mad, but something is very wrong with this man. So a person who acquires ilm but does not practice deen is the same example. As we can understand this, if a person acquires more and more ilm but no deen. And I'll just end off also on this and just give another little angle of this. In about 1955, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayh, with his jamaat, he was doing his 1 year in the Arab countries. They went to Palestine. They reached there a bit late at night. They made their own Isha. They slept away. Fajr time, they got up, or made wudu, got ready for namaz. Muazzin came, he gave adhan. And then they're waiting now for jamaat. No, nobody, no imam is coming. Nobody came. They looked around. Your muazzin is also missing. Only the jamaat brothers, nobody else. When the time was going, sun was going to rise, they made their own Fajr namaz. Zohar time, Muazzin came again. They asked him, what happened? Fajr, you came, you gave adhan also, you went away. He said that, I'm paid to give adhan, I'm not paid to make namaz. So this is something to cry about. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi, that time, 60 years ago, he said, this masjid cannot stay in the hands of the Muslims. If they themselves not making namaz there in the masjid, then all Babari masjid in India, all them where we have problems, we haven't got deen in our lives. So then the problems come. Everywhere this is the same case. Whether it's all the Arab countries, we say they are Muslims, Arabs, but you see their dressing, it wasn't long, some time ago, just recently, One person to meet me here, Isha time. So I spoke to him, asked him your name, he didn't understand what I'm saying. According to his dressing, I thought he knows English, but he's from Medina Sharif. But from his dressing, not one sign that he's from Medina Sharif. So if we have the knowledge, but we haven't got deen. So deen is the main thing. And then inshallah, if Allah wishes, by the next time we will speak that if you want deen, you have to get it from the people who got deen in them. Then only you can get deen, not from knowledge. Otherwise, from reading books, you can think I can get deen. Or from internet, become an alim, online alim. You'll get knowledge of deen, but you won't get deen. And this is a distinction which very few of us make. There is a great difference between a deen and the knowledge of deen. All of us, we think, even those who are running the madrasa, when the students finish Dora, now they have got deen. No, they only got still the knowledge of deen. Deen is another thing. Now we tell them, you must go teach, you must make imamat, you must do khitabat, you must do dars, tadris, because now you've got deen, you must pass it on. You got the knowledge of deen. Deen itself is something else. So in order to get the deen, the proper deen, inshallah, if Allah wishes, next talks that we will have, we will discuss by whom can we get that proper deen. Not only the knowledge of deen, but deen. And deen goes from heart to heart. Knowledge of deen goes from mind to mind, brain to brain, from tongue to tongue. But deen goes from heart to heart. And how, from who you took your deen and how much deen he got, lesser than that you will get. You won't get that same amount. Sometimes it happens, very, very rare, that the student has more deen than his ustad also. But that's extremely rare. Otherwise, all from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, deen is just going less. And the amount of kitabs that we have got today in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there wasn't so many kitabs. Ilm has gone more, deen has gone less. And what we have, we haven't understood the difference between ilm and deen. We take it as one thing. So, the more we will get deen, then Allah's help is with deen, not with the knowledge of deen. If we can understand that also, Allah's help is with deen. And what is deen, etc.? Inshallah, we will discuss it. Subhanallah.